Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now, 100.9. This is your chance for what we're into, to let us know what you're into. Maybe it's a recommendation of a restaurant you love eating at here in Indy. Maybe it's a song you're like, this is the best song I've ever heard in my life. Fashion, just entertainment style, whatever it might be. Guy, girl, we don't care. We just want to know so you can share it with us, and we'll share some of the stuff that we're into. 317-239-1009. Let's kick things off with a call. First, let's say hi to Allison, and you're in Mooresville. What are you into?
My husband and I are totally into the new show Manifest.
Yeah, that's on NBC. What do you think of it?
It's so crazy. Like, we can't stop watching it.
Now, if somebody's like, well, wait, what's Manifest? Like, what would you describe it as? Like, if they don't know what it is.
So you're flying back from Jamaica to the States. It's like a 5-hour flight, but you land 5.5 years later and everything has changed.
Yes, yes. And isn't it so weird, like, for example, not giving everything away, but there's twins, and one of them stayed behind because the flight was delayed. One went on a different flight, and one of the twins didn't age. So it's like, whoa, it's so weird.
That's bizarre.
Like, everybody on the plane didn't age. They just, because it was only 5 hours to them, not 5 years.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. We are totally hooked.
All right. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. Isn't that on, is that on tonight?
No, it's on Monday night.
Oh, how did I miss it? Okay, Monday night. So I'll have to catch up on Hulu because I missed it on NBC. All right. Hey,
yep.
Thank you for calling in, Allison. We appreciate your call. 317-239-1009. Live the Web Girl,
yes.
What are you into this week?
Okay, I feel like this is going to shock you, actually.
Oh, fast food? What?
No. I'm really into the game Call of Duty Black Ops 4.
Wait, you're into, like, boom, headshot.
Yes, the one that just came out. And I've never been a video game player ever in my life. And my boyfriend just got it, and I've been playing it with him, and I'm obsessed with it. It's like the brand new one. It just came out like last Thursday or something, but
yeah.
The graphics are amazing. And they even have like a mode that's kind of like Fortnite, if you know what that is.
So yeah, where you go online and like battle versus people.
Yeah, so there's like 100 people, and there's like certain areas that like you want to try to get to by the end without getting shot. And it's like in real time. And then like there's obviously the team ones, but I'm really into it, and I'm really good. Okay, I'm not that good. Hold on.
Okay.
I haven't killed anyone yet. So I haven't killed anyone yet. But I'm really good at like aiming and picking up objects and running.
Well, you know what? That actually is really essential when it comes down to it. All right, 317-239-1009. For me, what I'm into this week, it's something on Netflix. That's where you check it out. And there's ones for the 70s, 80s, and I think currently on TV is in the 2000s. But on Netflix, they have the 90s. It's CNN's The 90s. And it's amazing. It just documents each entire decade and what was going on there. They start out with the first couple episodes I'm in. They call it the one about TV because it's kind of like a thing on Friends, and it starts out talking about The Simpsons. It ends with The Sopranos. It talks about MTV, kind of taking over with Generation X and bringing in the real world and all these shows. Then it goes on and on talking about like Arsenio Hall and how he was a huge thing for the African American community, having like a nighttime like talk show, and everything happened with like David Letterman and Jay Leno.
Right.
How when Johnny Carson retired, it's really really cool. But then they have different stuff about like the New World Order. They got stuff about the Information Age, terrorism. Then they have one also about Bill Clinton. I mean, it's really, really, it's really, really interesting stuff. And I'm just absolutely addicted to it right now. Like, I cannot get over it. It's like my favorite.
I feel like I would actually like that just because I'm into like history kind of stuff.
It
like
is.
That.
And like I said, it goes back. It's speaking of history, it's because it's got the 70s, 80s, and I'm on the 90s now. Like, things I guarantee you probably don't know or maybe learned a bit about. It breaks it down. It's so simple, stupid. You can't miss it.
Yeah, I for sure don't know any of that.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Hey, this is Jamie.
Jamie, you're going to be the last call on this one. Jamie, what are you into?
Well, I'm kind of going back to where she said Black Ops 4, but Fortnite is amazing. And my friend Megasnoop plays that on Twitch, and I watch him. That's what I'm really into.
Now, do you watch people play Fortnite, or are you actually playing it?
I play it, but I also watch people play it that are really good so that I get really good.
So explain what Twitch is for people who might not know.
Okay, so Twitch is pretty much a game streaming thing, and they also do chats, and they do art and everything. Like, they stream stuff, you know, to be profitable and, you know, to be known. And it's really cool. I think it's really awesome.
Right, we so you can, like, watch famous people
We
play.
Need to set up a Twitch feed of Liv the Web Girl.
My gosh.
I want to see Liv running around, not killing anybody, but just doing certain
things.
I'm
really good at picking up objects and running and aiming. I just haven't actually killed anyone yet.
You can make some money off that one right there. All right, cool. You can let us know what you're into. Twitter, it's @JoeAndAlexShow.